You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Okay, because we have to really be honest with ourselves. Where are we at? Not judge where anybody else is at. Where am I at when it comes to I am standing in front of a burning fiery furnace, and the one person who's human and has the power to say, never mind, is more infuriated with me because I won't back off of my convictions. Do we back off now? Do you see what I'm saying? Because this is where we're truly at in today's day and age. Is God a reality to you? Yes. Or is he a theory? Yes. Because when we live life, well, you know, yeah, I worship God. I love God. I love God. I love God. I love God. There's a burning fiery furnace. Oh my goodness, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know if he, I don't know, I don't, was I good enough? You know, it's so funny because nowhere do we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego look at themselves and say, well, you know, I don't know if I did enough to be able to, you know, for God to deliver me. Their confidence was not in their flesh. Their confidence was in their covenant. See, our confidence, we cannot afford for it to be in our flesh. Whether or not we've been good for so long, whether or not we've done right for so long, you ought to be good and you ought to do right, okay? I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but what I'm saying is God's deliverance is not dependent upon your righteousness outside of Jesus. Your deliverance is based on that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Right? That we have a better covenant, that because of what he has done for us, we lay hold of the precious promises. Remember 2 Corinthians 1:20 says what? All of the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen to the glory of God. We're not looking and wondering. And it's not because we've earned them, it's because he gave them to us freely. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not starting to really get wound up and look at each other and say, oh, I wonder if we made the right decision or not, right? And yet they get bound by mighty men of valor, and they're taken over to the furnace, and because they did this all in haste, they didn't have some OSHA guidelines in place. There was no one monitoring the furnace. So when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out, the flames were so hot and so furious that the men who threw them in burnt up instantly. So now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should be burnt up, right? There should be an outcome that is contrary to what they believe. If we're relying solely on what we see, right? Relying solely on our circumstances, then yep, that's it. This is over. Oh, well, you know, hey, we have some martyrs willing to die for the Lord. Great. But that's not how this ends. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound So they fall in, right? Into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. Well, was he astonished that his mighty men of valor just got incinerated? No, doesn't say that. He rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? Hey, did one of my extra guys, the mighty men of valor, jump in there with them?" No, no. And they answered and said to the king, "Oh, true, king. True, O king." "Yes, three went in." He said, "Look, I see four men loose, not bound, loose." Now, to be honest with you, I'm not sure I would be so astonished at the fact that the rope got burnt up. That's not the astonishing part, the fact that they're loose, right? I mean, it didn't say that they were in chain that couldn't melt. It didn't say that, you know, that it was impenetrable rope, right? It's not like they're cuffed with diamonds. I mean, whatever material they're using, if the furnace was built, was heated seven times hotter than normal, you figure whatever material they used, that was going to perish, right? So the fact that they're loose is not so much the issue as the fact that they're walking around in the midst of the fire. They're walking in the midst of the fire and they're not hurt. Yeah, this would be astonishing, because the men who would put them into the furnace are bacon. They're crispy. They're bye-bye. But these guys are walking around, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. See, we need to realize that when God said, "I will be with you in trouble," he actually meant, "Hey, I'll be with you in trouble." This is evidence that when God says, "I will be with you in trouble," he comes down in the midst of their trouble and he delivers them. They're just hanging out in the furnace. They're not running to the mouth of the furnace to get out. They're loose. They're walking around. They're not hurt. And they're hanging out with the Son of God. Now, how would King Nebuchadnezzar know what the form of the fourth looks like the Son of God? How would he know? And what would give him that phraseology? You know, God can make sure you have a knowing even if you don't know him. And then verse 26 goes on and says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here.'" Come out and come here. Servants of the what? Just answer me this question. Is this the same guy who said, "And what God is who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" This man changes his tune a lot and quick, right? And see, the reality is, if we will truly understand, you know, first of all, did this look like it got a whole lot worse before it got better? Oh, yeah. A lot worse before it got better. You know, sometimes you need to realize that just because you're laying hold of the Word of God, just because you're trusting God, does not mean all of your problems go away. They're not going to just vanish because, okay, I'm trusting God. Sometimes you're going to have to walk through the fiery furnace trusting God to deliver you. Because, see, what happens is we say with all boldness, "Oh, no, my God can and he will deliver me from your hand." And then they say we're going to get bound and thrown into the fiery furnace. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm trusting God. This isn't supposed to happen to me. Why not? I know. I've got to be talking to y'all because they are not liking this over here. So we need to realize that just because we are trusting God does not mean all of our problems go away. We need to continue to trust God. because our deliverance is at hand. But we can't back off of this is what the word says. Amen? So then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. Where's the Son of God? Well, he has no reason to face the king. I'm just saying, right? And the satraps, administrators, governors, the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. Now think of that. What is the adversity coming against you, and can you wrap your head around, this does not have the power over me? So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing.